Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, Clemson men's soccer coach Mike Noonan along with us as his team headed off to the ACC quarterfinals against Notre Dame. We'll talk about that. Also, the number two team in the land. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But here we go. You know, this is a different phase of the season, Mike, as you start entering ACC championship play, and then you know you'll be headed off to the NCAAs, but a different feel and kind of a different emphasis, I guess, on the year.
Well, I think that's what the outside world says. On the inside world, we're trying to just keep the same emphasis we've had on each game and just trying to be consistent and getting a little bit better with every game. And I think the guys have done a fantastic job on that throughout the course of the season. Really proud of them. And, you know, at the end, we turned around and there's a trophy there.
All right, you end up going 14-1-1 during the regular season. As you look back on this regular season, when did you kind of feel like, okay, hey, this team is really starting to hit its stride and really beginning to play the kind of quality soccer that you wanted to see them play?
Well, really, the seeds of it were back in February. You could see it in February and March that something special could happen this fall. And then, you know, when, you know, the chemistry started blending probably that first week in September, that the South Carolina game, you know, it was a dominating performance, you know, albeit South Carolina wasn't at full strength, but, you know, it didn't make a difference who the opponent was. And you could see that there was something that could be very special with this team.
And talk about, you and I have already talked a little bit about team chemistry away from doing this, but the team chemistry this year, to me, at least from an outsider look, seems to be different than previous teams that you've had here at Clemson.
Yeah, I think that, you know, no matter what, you know, your record is, the chemistry is the feeling of the team, and I think that, you know, that's the most enjoyable part when it's right. And it all stems from the leadership and the internal leadership of the team. And I think that our leaders learned a great deal last year. And I think that, you know, you have to go through some trials and tribulations. Everybody knows that in order to find success or the end of the rainbow. And I think that our leaders went through a great deal of that, and it was a learning process for them. And they asked all the right questions. You know, they observed what the football team did. They talked to Milt Ladd, our sports psychologist, about, you know, what were the things in that football championship run that we could adapt to our team. And I think that, you know, Clemson's a great, what's the word, beaker for athletics. When you see athletic success, they're, you know, they're different sports played in different ways, but there are some similarities that you can take from each sport.
Well, certainly one of those things that the Coach Sweeney stresses is that, hey, don't let Clemson be Clemson. You know, that has been a mantra of his for several years now. My guess is that you've adapted that same kind of mantra.
Yeah, I think that again, you talk about identity, and that's something at the end of last season we talked a lot about, is what is our identity and what is the way that we want to identify ourselves in a playing style and those types of things. And we looked long and hard at it, and also, you know, in the recruiting process and the character pieces. And I think that was why the chemistry is so good. We brought in a lot of young players, no doubt they have talent. A lot of them have performed well on the field, but most importantly, the majority of our younger players have performed exceptionally well off the field, in the classroom, in training every day, and creating the habits that create winners.
On the field, certainly the identity of this club has been goal-scoring ability. It's been just unbelievable, the amount of goals that you all have scored this year, averaging just a little under 4 per game. Did you see that kind of offense, even when you talked about back at the beginning, did you see that kind of offense being there?
Well, we knew we had some really good attacking players. But I think, you know, what people don't maybe recognize is that our goal scoring prowess has come from playing defense. And the guys up front have done a really good job defensively, and the guys in the midfield and in the back, you know, it's their responsibility in the back, but the guys in the front and in the midfield have done a really good job defending and turning teams over high up the field that have created goals for us. And you know, so I've been really proud of them. And yes, we have, you know, we have some athletes and we have, you know, some weapons up front for sure.
Well, 60 goals to only 15 goals given up. So, and you talk about that defense. Maybe to me, the most undersold part of your club has been the way that this club has played defensively, and particularly that back line. That back line has just been solid for you from the word get-go.
Yeah, no, and again, that's where a lot of leadership comes from. You know, defensive midfielder and our center back, our two captains, Malik and Tanner, and then, you know, Oscar Ogren has really solidified that back line. He's got a lot of experience, a little bit older as a freshman. George Marks has matured beautifully, as has Charlie Asensio and Justin Malou. So, you know, they are a unit. There's no question about it, and they've performed admirably.
Well, we talked a little bit about the chemistry already here. Is part of that also just depth in this club? Because regularly you're going to play 16, 17 guys. I've been at matches and I've seen you play 20 guys.
Yeah, no question. And that's something that we've lacked over the last couple of years. And, I think it's the perfect storm, right? Touch wood, we haven't been injured this year. Last year we were injured badly, and we didn't have enough depth in order to fill in with it. When we've had slight injuries, Robbie went down in the Wake Forest game, Kamari didn't play in, I forget which game, but it was one of the ACC games. You know, we've had guys, James Brighton's walked in, Mohas walked in the College of Charleston game and it scores two goals. And, you know, so we've had guys step in and do a job. And there are guys that haven't played a lot of minutes this year that people are going to see in the future, and they're going to be very impressed with them.
All right. Let's talk about this first match that you'll have here in the ACC tournament for you against Notre Dame, a team that probably to you either seems like a week ago or seems like eons ago, because you actually won a 4-2 match there in South Bend. Talk a little bit about the Notre Dame ball club.
Notre Dame senior laden, very athletic, big, strong, physical team. They know what they do well. They always do. It's always when you play a Notre Dame team, you're dealing with high character and good talent. That's the thing, is that Notre Dame, you know, you talked about Clemson not beating Clemson. Mm. Notre Dame rarely beats Notre Dame. And so we've got to beat Notre Dame. We've got to play exceptionally well to do it.
You talk about a big physical group. That also has been one of the, I think, the hallmarks of your team. You're not going to back down physically now from anybody.
No, but again, you know, you've got Mayaka, who's diminutive in midfield, and you've got Pepe Fernandez, who only goes about 5'8", 5'9". It's not 6'4", 6'5", which Notre Dame has some of those matchups there. But, you know, I think that, you know, again, the Notre Dame team does what they do very, very well. And, you know, they've got a very, very good goal scorer up front. In the Glenn kid, and you know, in the back they're solid. They've got an all ACC first team player playing out wide left. The goalkeeper's massive; he's 6'7", and so you know, Mr. Turnbull's going to be hard to put one by.
Yeah. All right. The other thing, you know, you always talk about how you get in these situations where your big time players have to come up big for you. Have you talked to the team about that? Hey, all right, guys, you know, you all have to play well for us to do well.
Yeah. No, I think it's similar in any sport. I mean, if you put them in positions to be successful, then your best players are going to be successful. And I think that's we don't put any additional pressure on the guys. We see everybody 1 to 32 as a big-time player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are guys who have more points than other guys, and there are guys, you know, who have, you know, more clean sheets or more saves than other goalkeepers on our team. But every day the guys go out and they know their roles and they do what they're supposed to do. And so far this season it's been exceptional to watch. Like you and I've talked about, the forwards have scored goals, the midfielders have provided goals, and the defenders have kept the ball out of the goal. So that's what you're supposed to do on a soccer team.
Yeah, when you take a look at the sheet, I mean, it's Robbie Robinson with 15 goals, Kamarni Smith with 13 goals. There's Grayson Barber with 9 goals. And then not only that, but then you've had a bunch of other guys that have put the ball in the back of the net from time to time.
Yeah, no question. Like we talked about Mohamed Say, who's I think he's got 3-4 goals, and Tanner scored big key goals. You know, Pepe scored goals. But again, it's not just the goals that are scored, but you look at the number of assists mm-hmm. people have had. A lot of times you'll see forwards that are good goal scorers but aren't great providers. And one of the things we look for here is forwards who can pass the ball and midfielders who can not only pass the ball but can score. And I think we've got that on this team.
Yeah, just to echo that, 67 assists on the year, and nobody in double figures as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I mean, we do share the ball. We play an attractive style. I mean, if people come out to Riggs on Sunday like they have all year, they're going to see another very, very attractive, fun game.
I want to take you also back to the last game of the regular season. You're on the road at NC State. It's a game where you know, hey, if we win, then we're going to win the Atlantic Division. We're going to have the number one seed going into this thing. And the way that your team responded, because they went out and they took care of business now in a 3-0 win in Raleigh.
Yeah, no question. You know, I think that that you have to go into a situation like that and you've got to play to win. There's no other way. You know, we talked long and hard about making sure that our team was focused on just that and not playing not to lose. And, you know, you hear the cliches in sport all the time, but when you go on the road to a tough place like Raleigh, you know, but again, the internal leadership of the team took over, and we headed out the locker room door, and, you know, I could have sat, I told them this, I could have sat inside, and they were going to win that game.
All right, so you haven't played those since November the 1st. That worry you at all?
No, I think that at this time of year, getting some good rest and is important in recovery. Our game, we play so many games in such a short period of time that you know, it's a cerebral game. You know, it's not a coach-directed game when the game's on. So, you know, mental fatigue is a big thing in our game. And I think that being able to give the guys a little time off and having that time off is just going to make the game more fresh for them on Sunday.
All right, so I'll let you give a pitch to the fans here. All right. It's a big weekend here on the Clemson campus, particularly on Sunday. You got a basketball game at 3, and then they can feed right into your match later on that night.
Yeah, well, we planned it that way. Make sure that all the Tiger fans have something to do all day long on Sunday. So it'll be a fantastic atmosphere, we're sure. I know the Central Spirit students and all the students who come out to our game create a great atmosphere. We've got more season ticket holders than we've ever had. But what really helps is if the community comes out and supports it. It's going to be a national television game, prime time. You know, our basketball team's going to take care of business earlier in the day, and you know, everybody can come out and cheer the Tigers on. And there's no question that at this time of year, and I say it all the time, it's not who you play, it's where you play. And playing at Riggs, there's no better place in front of great fans.
Nice. Last question then for you: what kind of match should we look for? I mean, what are kind of some of the key ingredients for you on Sunday?
You know, ball possession is going to be important for us, and being able to break down a very organized, what we expect to be a pretty compact team. We need to defend their restarts very, very well. You know, they're lethal and they're big on free kicks, which means we need to do a good job of playing higher up the field so that they're not in our half of the field and getting corner kicks and free kicks. We have to play very well defensively. So I think that's going to be the focus for us because, you know, like you said, Don, I mean, we're going to score goals, right? And I don't think that there's any question about that. But if we are, you know, focus on our defensive responsibilities and coming with a mindset that we're going to defend really, really well and create ourselves some opportunities to score, it'll be a fun game.
Yeah, they're going to score goals. The final five matches coming into this AC, 4-7-5-3-3. You're going to score goals, no doubt about that. All right, we want you to be on out there at Historic Riggs Field Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets are available for you online at ClemsonTigers.com. Hope that you can come on out and support Mike Noonan and his club. For Mike Noonan, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.